Back on the game, John Kurtz, Mitch Fortner with you here. Mitch will be taking off at the end of the first hour. Grant will come in for him, but we'll talk with Cole Mambeck at 5:10 and 5:25. He'll stick around for a couple segments. We'll do football and basketball. A little over 10 minutes away from me giving you actually a similarity between the end of the Kansas game last week and what we saw in the national championship game last night. Cover some K-State football here. You just brought it up, Mitch. K-State finished just on the outside looking in of the final top 25s in both the AP and coaches poll. They finished 26th and 27th. So that win over Texas A&M, just not quite enough juice to get them into the back end of the top 25. And I'm not here to sit here and quabble over who they should have been in and over. I mean, look, I get it. Auburn's 8-5. They got drilled by Oklahoma to end the year. Not a great look to me to have Auburn in the top 25, but that's still some of that SEC luster that won't rub off of Auburn, to, no matter how many games they lose, no matter how bad their quarterback play is. Okay, da-da-da-da-da. The main thought I had when I saw that K-State wound up 26th was, doesn't that seem to encapsulate a lot of what this season was? I mean, 26th for this team, considering new quarterback, a lot of new faces coming off a 6-7 season last year, a losing season technically last year. They had a lot to prove, and I think most people would be happy if you would have said at the beginning of the year, all right, this team is going to finish 26th. They'll be close to a top 25 team. People feel great about that. Set the building blocks for next year, potential big run. But then at the same time, you are irked, and it harkened me back to, man, that West Virginia game was so close. If Byron Pringle just holds on to that pass in the end zone against West Virginia, where's this team finishing? The Oklahoma State game was so close. If Alex Barnes is able to get the ball on 3rd-and-1, you wind up not having to punt that football away late in the game, kill enough clock, wind out of there with a win. How different do things look right now? You know, this season, we certainly did our best narrating it throughout, but did a good job of capturing what it was like. I mean, there was a lot of ups and downs. You viewed it through different lenses really throughout the entirety of the year, but then at the end, you feel like it's a pretty good year. But there's still that part of you that wants to go, but this, but that, but the coaching staff didn't do this good enough early in the season. But Alex Barnes should have been getting more carries. But Byron Pringle should have held on to that football. There's so many what ifs and so many buts to that sentence. Yeah, 26th is nice, but they were so close to being inside the top 25 comfortably, really, with how some of those games could have gone this season. So I thought 26th, why not? Why not? 26th makes sense for what this season ultimately ended up being.
See, my biggest what if is if K-State would have beaten Oklahoma State, just imagine that momentum heading into 2017. Because at that point, because right now K-State is going into 2017 with a 4-game winning streak. That's pretty good. And a bowl game win over Texas A&M, pretty good. But if you beat Oklahoma State, that 4-game winning streak turns into a 7-game winning streak. Three of those games on the road, Iowa State, Baylor, TCU.
10-win season.
10-win season. That's a whole different look in next year.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You start to go through all those dominoes that tick each other off when you think down that line. When you sit here and look at the 26 and how close they were to the top 25. Now, they are getting a lot of preseason love for next year, and we started to chronicle this last week. K-State is going to be a top 25 team in the preseason, I think, barring some kind of major unforeseen circumstance between now and, you know, next fall. And there's just more and more confirmation for that. This is the most popular day of the year, obviously, for the way-too-early preseason top 25s for 2017. And from what I've been able to gather here, ESPN has K-State ranked 17th going into next year. Fox Sports, 16th. Saw Sports Illustrated, 21st. And that was by far the lowest one I've seen. And it had K-State 5th in the Big 12 because it had West Virginia and Texas above them, in addition to the obvious ones in Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. But that's the worst thing I've seen for you is 21st. In the preseason, and that is right at where K-State was at, by the way, going into 2012 in the actual polls that came out. They were at 21st and 22nd. So for comparison's sake, that's about where you lie, I think, in the national eye at this point in time, or perhaps slightly higher. 50-1 odds per Bovada for K-State to win the national championship next year. If you're interested in those futures odds, going and putting, I don't know, $50 down on K-State to do that just in case. But really what these numbers are telling me, besides the fact that K-State is getting a considerable amount of respect, and rightfully so, for what they did last year and what they have coming back, I'm seeing a tier really work out right now, Tier 1 and Tier 2 in the Big 12 Conference, based on, like I said, all those rankings. And it's pretty clear that people hold Oklahoma and Oklahoma State in higher esteem than the rest of those teams that I just mentioned. There's a dividing line between OU and Oklahoma State, and then K-State, West Virginia, Texas, and I've even seen a little bit of TCU flirting with the top 25. So you could throw those four teams really in Tier 2. Actually, the more I think about it out loud here, we'll just ask TCU. We'll say K-State, West Virginia, Texas is Tier 2. Tier 1's Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. And how Tier 2 shakes out in terms of where people predict it, where the preseason magazines have everything, where most of the expectation is going to be, where the Big 12 preseason poll is going to be, I think that's anybody's best guess. And that could depend on some little things that happen in the offseason, how much buzz builds for Texas. There's a lot of factors there that could come into play as to who's going to be up at the top of Tier 2. But you certainly could be. You also could be all the way at the bottom of that and come out in the Big 12 preseason poll, has you fifth or maybe even sixth behind TCU. I would imagine you'd fall lower than fifth, but still fifth, and you'd probably feel slighted. Then all of a sudden you can play that disrespect card. So when we actually told you last week, hey, it looks like that disrespect card is going to be going away, I wouldn't say that just yet. Just yet, because the last poll that I watched today or saw today was the Sports Illustrated one that had you 21st and 5th in the Big 12. So maybe there is a way still to spin that as some disrespect for you heading into next year. So you might get the best of both worlds, really, is what I'm ultimately trying to tell you here. National media seems to understand that you're going to be a pretty good team next year, but at the same time, they may still put you below Texas. They may still put you below 5-win Texas.
Exactly.
So you can still find a way to spin it and play the disrespect card the way it is right now.
It happens all the time. At the end of the year, you get good looks from people around the country. It makes you feel good inside because you think, okay, people are starting to notice K-State. People are actually starting to get on to what is going on around here in Manhattan, Kansas. Preseason 2017 comes around. Everybody forgets. Everybody forgets about K-State. What are the Cats anymore? They're going to be fifth in the Big 12. They'll be middle tier. They'll make a bowl game at seven, eight wins. The focus next year is going to be on Elijah Lee leaving. Let's keep that in mind. It's going to be how can K-State recover from Elijah Lee leaving and leaving a big gap in the linebacker spot. Honestly, it worries me a little bit. But nationally, you know, anybody who knows anything about K-State probably knows probably the name Elijah Lee and how good he's been for the Cats the last couple of years.
Well, part of me is actually surprised because I've seen in a lot of the blurbs, in fact, all three of them, I believe, are the major publications that I just mentioned there that had K-State ranked. All mentioned, well, they're going to lose Jordan Willis and Elijah Lee. So they still have taken that into account and still feel good enough about K-State. And maybe that goes back to some of the conversation about Lee leaving. There's enough positives there on the other side of the football to potentially offset that.
Right. It's one of the few Big 12 teams that actually shows some defense in 2016, but they're losing a lot of Big 12, they're losing a lot of defensive pieces for the next season. That's, like I said, it's going to hurt K-State when the preseason comes around for this next year.
Cole Manbeck will be on to start the 5 o'clock hour when we come back. Now, the end of the national title game should have reminded you of Travelgate in Lawrence last week. I'll explain here on the game.